Poetry and music are inextricably linked in the new album by Vermont musician Tyler Daniel Bean. The album is called On Days Soon to Pass. The songs on it were poems that Bean wrote as part of his master's degree in literature, and they're a deep exploration of his struggle with depression. Bean recently performed some of those songs and discussed their roots in a session for VPR's Live from the Fort music video series. Here's Bean and the song FFFA.
The poems that became these songs, the majority of it didn't change at all between what is said on the page and how I sing it. That's the way that I think about poetry, that poetry in a lot of ways is musical. I hear it in a certain way and it sparks a certain emotional response. In the song FFFA, the poem is broken down into four sections, and the fourth section is broken up in the song to be the choruses. If you're reading it while listening along, you have to kind of flip to that section every time a chorus happens. Just a different way of thinking about the structure of a song and of a poem. Listening to me singing the lyrics or reading the poems, it's just sort of like they're almost whispers. They're talking about these things that we essentially don't talk about as humans. They're talking about mental illness. They're talking about sort of like, I'm not doing okay. And so it's like a how do you represent that? As much as this record is a really bleak and dark record, it's also about trying to understand love and the place of love for people with depression, specifically like major depression and really intense episodes of it. So it's sort of like coming at it from bogged down state of depression, trying to understand how love is possible, how love is real. And it's sort of like, how do we make this work? How do we come together? The ambiguity is really on the, you know, the listener has to make sense of that. Where I can see it as a hopeful thing, I can also understand where people would see it as like a really dark thing. Terrified to make calls from my phone, rather not bother. When I was 5 years old, I started playing piano, and then third grade was cello, and all the way through to now, picking up the side instruments of like bass and guitar. And I think that sort of just speaks to how important music has been in my life and like the expression of music. It's always served as sort of like a cathartic, therapeutic experience. I moved to Vermont when I was 11. It was like a whole thing revolving around 9/11. My dad worked in the city and it was like a terrifying experience. And it was just like, I want to get out of here, come back. He grew up in Vermont. So it was like a, let's go back to Vermont kind of thing and slow down, spend time with my sister and me. I remember trying to walk back to Connecticut because I was so mad that we were here. It was like, you know, middle of the school year, all of my friends were there. It was like just going into middle school. I can't imagine what I would be like as a person if I had continued like my formative years in Connecticut. I just see all of my friends from back then that I've kept in touch with, and it's just like a totally different vibe, like very business oriented, very fast paced. I just am like, oh my gosh, thank gosh I'm in Vermont. Like, this is so great here. It's a slower life. It's a better life, I think, for me.
That's Tyler Daniel Bean. The interview and music is part of VPR's Live from the Fort music series. Watch the four-song set online at vpr.net. We also heard Shannon Stott Rigsby on violin, Ian Senizak on bass, Stephen Sharp on guitar, and Dan Smith on drums.